As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
CILU now presents the Back Porch Bluegrass Show.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great program lined up for you today. Well, I hope you think it's a great program. It's got all sorts of people on it that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. And we're going to kick off with Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers from their album, Another Day from Life. It's a great album. Joe Mullins plays banjo, mostly. Mike Terry, mandolin. Evan McGregor, fiddle. Dwayne Sparks, guitar. Randy Barnes, bass. And Joe sings the tenor and sometimes leads. Dwayne Sparks does a lot of the lead singing. And the first song that we're going to hear from them is Blue Collar Blues. So if you're working hard today, you might have the Blue Collar Blues like Joe and his boys are singing about. Let's hear the tail end of the theme song, Back Porch Bluegrass, just to take us out. Then we'll go to Joe Mullins.
can't get my spirits down. I'm out of working every day. I've got a lot of bills to pay. Got the blue collar blues. Empty pockets and steel toed shoes. It's too late to change me, and I'm too tired to try. Be a blue collar worker till the day I die. Pray to see the promised land. I tell my babies to go to school so they don't have to do the things I do. Got the blue collar blues. Empty pockets and steel toed shoes. It's too late to change me, and I'm too tired to try. Be a blue collar worker till the day I die. It's too late to change me, and I'm too tired to try. Be a blue collar worker till the day I die. Be a blue collar worker till the day I die. Be a blue collar worker till the day I die. Be a blue collar worker till the day I die.
Well, don't know if that sounds like you, but it sounds a little bit like me, blue collar worker till the day I die. I was actually an architectural draftsman, so I'm not sure if they count as a blue collar worker or not. I wore a blue shirt quite often, though. In New Zealand, we have a lot of people who've got holiday homes, often near the beach, because New Zealand really consists of two main islands and lots of other little islands, and lots of people go to the beach at summertime. And but a lot of people have little holiday homes in the country, and Laurie Lewis has a great song about that that I've always enjoyed, and I'm going to get her to sing it. It's from a live album, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands Live. It recorded 2007. Laurie Lewis playing fiddle, doing vocals, Tom Rosen on mandolin and vocals, Scott Huffman on guitar, Craig Smith on banjo, Todd Phillips on string bass. And we're going to hear from her the tune Val's Cabin. Laurie Lewis.
When I was a kid and the summers were free, we'd pile in a car with no AC and point it east into the heat across the Central Valley. We'd drive our mama near insane till she'd pull off of that big four lane, and we started up the winding road to Val's Cabin. About halfway to the mountaintop, we'd pull off the road and come to a stop by a rustic cabin with the shutters locked. Sure it was cooler, but still damn hot. But the pine and scotch broom were in the air. The river was just a few miles from there, just a ways down the winding road from Val's Cabin. And the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her so the fish can't even claim her. And I river and then trudge back, stopping to talk to every horse, every friendly dog, and every cat. And in the water ditch along the road, we'd hide from the sun and dangle our toes, and then we'd start up the winding road to Val's cabin. And the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and worn as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her, so the fish can't even claim her, and I can't find the winding road. Highway past Soulsbyville, it's an oven outside, but it's cooling here in this air-conditioned automobile. And it's a four-lane concrete all the way. They've straightened the curves and smoothed the grade. They've covered up the winding road to Val's cabin. But the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her, so the fish can't even claim her, and I can't find the winding road to Val's cabin.
That's a great song, and it's pretty typical of a lot of New Zealand circumstances as well. Thanks, Laurie.
You're listening to the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
Well, I just had a trip down to Wellington to visit my son Mike and his wife Hayley, and Wellington's got a great shop for selling used vinyl and used CDs, and they occasionally have new albums in there as well, but it's always worth going to Slowboat Records in Cuba Street in Wellington. And I was down there and I picked up a few CDs, and some of which I'm playing today, and there was one I was very pleased to get, a Jerry Douglas one, very early on in his career. The CD is called Everything Is Going to Work Out Fine, and it's a re-release of albums, his Fluxology Rounder album released in 1979, and it's another album from Fluxado, which is a rounder album released in 1982, and it's the best of those tracks, really. And I'm going to play a Jerry Douglas tune for you here that I hope you're going to enjoy. It's one called Fluxology.
Okay.
Oh, very young Jerry Douglas playing some very hot dobro there. Here's Laurie Lewis in the Right Hands. I think this is Scott Huffman singing lead, Curly Headed Woman.
Last Friday I was drinking and driving, scratching gravel on every turn. Just a drinking and a driving with my pay in my pocket and my money was starting to burn. I drives up the road a little farther and I stopped at a crossroad bar. I saw a curly-headed woman so fine and so fair, she could have been a movie star. Stepped up and said, young lady, I've got a little money to blow. Can I buy what you're drinking, maybe two or three, and take you to the picture show? I buys her a double shot of bourbon, and I looked into her icy blue eyes. And there I saw the devil just laughing at me, the devil in a neat disguise. Sat there drinking about an hour, and she said she'd like to ramble with me. So we drove up the holler and we parked in the dark underneath a big white oak tree. I turned off the light in the motor and I looked around in my surprise. She had a little old 38 short barrel pistol pointed right between my eyes. She said, Mr. Well, thank you for the whiskey, and I can't say it hadn't been fun, but give me every greenback dollar in your pocket or I'll shoot you with my 38 gun. She ordered me to vacate my auto, and she left me standing right there. I had to walk 20 miles that night just to cussing that woman with the curly brown hair. So boys, if you're sitting and drinking with a curly-headed woman so fine, if you ever see the devil in her icy blue eyes, better move it on down the line.
Well, let that be a lesson to you guys. Don't go out drinking and driving and all that sort of thing and getting involved with curly-headed women. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you ever need anything musical, Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand is the place that you ought to go. Great range of guitars, banjos, accessories, ukuleles, violins, keyboards, drums, everything you want, and good advice from the people behind the counter. They're all musicians. They know what they're talking about. I'm really pleased that Shearer's sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been supporting music in Hamilton and the greater Waikato area for more than 50 years and doing a great job of it. Here, who we got? Osborne Brothers. Always loved the Osborne Brothers. Their harmonies were immaculate and their playing was always superb. Here they are with a reprise of one of their earlier hits, One Tear Won't Make a Heartbreak. Very countrified, but this is sort of a bluegrass rendition of it. Osborne Brothers, One Tear.
One tear won't make a heartbreak, one tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you. I thought I'd never live without the tender love we shared, but absence only showed my heart I never really cared. I'm glad that it's all over now, I'm glad that we are through. One tear is all I'll cry for you. One tear won't make a heartbreak, one tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear's all I'll cry for you. I'll live a happy life again and have my dreams come true. My heart will bounce right back again and never think of you. Then when you come asking me to take you back again, one tear is all I'll cry for you. One tear won't make a heartbreak, one tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you. One tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you.
Great to hear the Osborne Brothers. Just love their music. That was a little different from many of their tracks. Bobby Osborne doing vocals, Sonny Osborne doing vocals and banjo. Bobby was playing mandolin and Paul Brewster on guitar and vocals. And Paul was singing the lead in that song. And Bobby was singing a regular bluegrass tenor, just a little bit different. Blaine Sprouse on fiddle and Jimmy Brock on bass. And they played bluegrass really nicely. Thanks, Osborne Brothers. Time for a fiddle tune now. Here's James Price with Pretty Little Indian.
Thank you.
James Price from an album called The Old Mountaineer with Pretty Little Indian. I think it was a Curly Ray Klein tune. Here's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers again. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Little heart, you've been broken many times before, but the wound always heals, no matter how sore. But this time it's different, and I can't tell you why. Eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow you'll
This is Clayton Hand from Newfoundland and Labrador, Canada. I'm delighted to listen to the Bluegrass Selections by New Zealand's Paul Trinwith on Back Porch Bluegrass. I listen on Voice of Bombay Radio, located in the heart of Canada's Gros Morne National Park.
Well, thanks very much, Clayton. Always good to hear from you. I had a lovely letter from Steve in Georgia and saying how much he enjoyed the program, and he's a bit like me, likes the probably more traditional style of bluegrass. Well, we've got just the man for you here, a man called Larry Sparks. Does a great job with bluegrass music, and here he is with a tune called Lines on the Highway.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
We now continue with the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
Those lines on the highway take me where I wanna go. Those lines on the highway take me where I wanna go. They're decent in my bloodline, the highway lines are painted on my soul. When I was a young boy, Daddy let me take the wheel. He said, stay between the lines, son, remember how the highway feels. That's when I began to see just what it meant to me. The highway may be lonesome, but it's real. old lines on the highway, take me where I want to go. Old lines on the highway, take me where I want to go. Dirt, diesel in my bloodline, the highway lines are painted on my soul. Once I had a woman, she refused to understand. She said, how I hate the highway, and I don't wait for any man. Well, I put that rig in gear, left her crying in the mirror. The highway lies like other plans. Old lines on the highway, take me where I wanna go. Old lines on the highway, take me where I wanna go. They're diesel in my bloodline, the highway lines are painted on my soul. I just might settle down someday. Might find a little homestead, I'll shut her down and there I'll stay. Then I hear that highway whine, when I see that painted line, I know the road will always be my way. Gold lines on the highway, take me where I wanna go. Gold lines on the highway, take me where I wanna go. There's diesel in the bloodline, the highway lines are painted on my soul.
Some great bluegrass there from Larry Sparks. Oh, he does a fine job. When he replaced Carter Stanley with Ralph Stanley's band, he really did a good job. But yet he's come out of the shadow of Carter Stanley. He's got his own sound now and is still very traditional bluegrass music. We got some great bands in New Zealand and Australia, and one in particular does a fine job of playing music. Comes from all the way out Western Australia. That's Bluegrass Parkway. Comes from the Western Australia, and they've been over for the last couple of Kiwigrass festivals. Couldn't come to the last one, of course, because no travelling between countries without a great deal of difficulty. But Bluegrass Parkway were always there in their suits and hats and playing some fine traditional bluegrass, led by Paul Duff on mandolin and vocals, and Maria Duff, his wife, on double bass and fiddle and vocals, Wayne Perry on guitar, and Mick O'Neill on banjo, does some great banjo work, and Donald Baylor on fiddle. They got some great musicians and play some good music. And this is one that features Wayne Perry singing. It's a Jimmy Martin song, Sunny Side of the Mountain. And Paul Duff, of course, will be playing a Paul Duff mandolin. He makes mandolins, and they are excellent instruments, and sounds great, and they look beautiful, and it's lovely to be able to make your instrument and play it in a band. What could be better than that? Here's Bluegrass Parkway with Sunny Side of the Mountain. Far away.
roses grow. On the sunny side of the mountain, where the rippling waters fall.
Doing his best Jimmy Martin imitations there. It was really cool. That was Bluegrass Parkway from Western Australia doing the old Jimmy Martin tune, Sunny Side of the Mountain. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. I realise that all around the world there's people downloading this show from either Spotify or Free FM or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. There's a whole bunch of different places that people like me have never really heard of. But the show goes out and you all listen, and I get some nice letters and comments on the show from the people who listen on podcasts. But it's also a radio show that comes out in the old-fashioned way over the airwaves. Starts off in Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand, and is played on various access radio stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the week and different times of the day. And also access radio stations in Canada. So hi to all you Canadians listening to us. Hope you're doing fine way up there at the other, at the top end of the globe. We're down the bottom end. It's a wonder we don't all fall off. But that's the way it goes. And people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio, of course, thank you very much. Friday afternoons, I think you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass. And I hope you're all enjoying my take on bluegrass music, all played from my collection of CDs and occasionally vinyls. So it's very much a personal approach to the bluegrass music. Oh, let's hear a bit of Del Mercury. You met Del Mercury in 1971 when we visited the USA, and he was a young man then. We were younger, but he was a young man and very genial. We went to his place, had a barbecue, and talked a little bit to him. I wish I'd talked more, really, he was just an all-round nice guy, and his music is really interesting. He plays with the band. I enjoy playing with two of my sons. We play sort of contemporary bluegrassy type material with my banjo playing mixed in to the songs that Sam writes. But Del Mercury plays with two of his sons too. Del gets to play guitar. Ronnie Mercury plays mandolin, and Rob Mercury plays banjo. And do a fine job all singing. Jason Carter on fiddle and Mike Bubb on bass round out the group. The group, the LP is called, or the album is called, the Del Mercury Band, The Company We Keep. And on the front cover, it's a five very serious guys, that's the band, all in dark suits standing in the boardroom. And on the back of the CD is the same boardroom and the grandkids all well-dressed and standing up and looking very serious. So the company they keep is pretty serious. But here's Del Mercury singing a song, Never Grow Up Boy. Hope you enjoy this.
You're listening to The Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
I played in churches, fairs, and dive bars. I ain't never gonna act my age. Don't ever let it be said, darling, that what I do don't bring me joy. I'm in the seat beside my mark, 'cause I'm a guitar picking, bluegrass singing, never grow. Clearer. The dreams of boys can set men free. I know I've put you through some hard times. Those lonely nights I wasn't there. But you were never far from my mind. Your love was with me everywhere.
Del Mercury with the story of a musician and their life on the road. Pretty tough life, I reckon. And we did it for a little while, but I must admit, I'd struggle with it these days, getting a bit old for that sort of thing. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you the music that I really like to play. And someone whose music I followed through the years. I first saw them in 1971 when he was playing with Ralph Stanley, and Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley were supplementing Ralph Stanley's band at the couple of festivals that I went to in the USA, and I was so excited to see them. These 16-year-old boys were doing some fine music, and we've sort of followed Ricky's career in particular after all the years after that, and he's done some fine country music and some bluegrass music. And I bought an album from Slowboat Records called Ricky Skaggs, The Best of the Sugar Hill Years. And I was delighted to find this. I'm going to play you two tracks, one after the other, from this album, the classic Lester Flatt song, I'll Stay Around. And Ricky's playing mandolin, Tony Rice on guitar, Sharon White on vocals, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, Mark Pruitt on banjo, and Joe Allen on bass. Great band. And then we'll hear Drifting Too Far From the Shore from the album John Starling, Long Time Gone. Ricky Skaggs, mandolin and harmony, John Starling, guitar and lead vocals, and Mike Aldridge on dobro. And that's a real treat for you too. So enjoy with me Ricky Skaggs. First one, I'll Stay Around.
Why meet meet a terrible fate. Mercy's abundantly waiting. Turn back before it's too late. You're drifting too far from the shore. You're drifting too far from shore, from shore. You're drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today. Let him show you the way. You're drifting too far.
Well, wasn't that beautiful? Oh, just magic. When I put on the CD and heard that at home, I thought, yep, got to play that on Back Porch Bluegrass. We have Back Porch Bluegrass on the fourth Sunday of the month in Hamilton, Hamilton East at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club premises, and 2:30 in the afternoon to 5 o'clock, come along and listen to some bluegrass music. And the Morrinsville Country Music Club is on the second Friday of the month in the Rotary Community Hall. Always a great concert. Just had one just this last weekend, and next one will be in April. So there's a bit of live music around. Navarra Lounge is always playing music. Biddy Mulligan's has got some great music happening there. Always something to do in Hamilton and music-wise. So I hope you can find something. Auckland Bluegrass Club, look that up online. I think it's on the second Wednesday nights anyway, and it's in central Auckland, so it's easy to find. Wellington Bluegrass Society, it meets in Petone, and just look those up if you're in Auckland or Wellington or Hamilton at the time. Support those clubs. They'll be delighted to see you along there. What are we going to have? Black Eyed Susie, great song. And this is from the Goodbye Girls from the album Snowy Side of the Mountain. Molly Tuttle on guitar and lead vocals. Lena Johnson on fiddle and vocals. Brittany Carlson on bass and vocals. And Alison de Groot on banjo. I just love Alison de Groot's clawhammer banjo playing. She just gets a magic rhythm. I saw her live at the Grass Valley Festival in 2017, and it was captive to her banjo playing. It was just really beautiful feel. And here's the old tune, Black Eyed Susie.
Love my baby.
That was a Goodbye Girls, Molly Tuttle there, doing the lead vocals. Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you can join me next opportunity you get, and we'll listen to some more bluegrass from my shelves. We'll take it out with Larry Sparks singing that great old song, Somebody Touched Me. Go ahead, Larry.
Somebody touched me while I was praying. Somebody touched me while I was praying. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Somebody touched me while I was preaching. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord.